This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing a joint press meet after meeting the president of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Airmini in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defense and maritime security. India and Seychelles also signed 7 Memoranda of Understanding MOUs across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. Briefing media in New Delhi, the Foreign Secretary underlined the announcement by Prime Minister Narendra Modi of a special economic package of $175 million to Seychelles. He said India sees its relationship with Seychelles as a substantial developmental partnership covering capacity building, blue economy initiatives, healthcare and maritime security. Emphasizing on the signed 7 Memoranda of Understanding MOUs between both the countries, Mr. Misri said that the MOUs will provide benefits like deepening the collaboration in scientific research. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. The Prime Minister said without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective.
दोनों चीजें महत्वपूर्ण है जीवन में अगर अनुशासन है ही नहीं तो कितना ही इंस्पिरेशन होगा तो वो इंस्पिरेशन क्या काम का आएगा मान लीजिए एक किसान है उसको प्रेरणा मिल रही है बगल वाला किसान बहुत फसल कर रहा है इंस्पिरेशन है यार लेकिन ये जोतेगा नहीं और बारिश आ गई फिर वो कुछ भी करे उसकी तो हालत खराब ही रहेगी
The Supreme Court today ordered an extension of the time for objections by a week from February 14th in the West Bengal SIR case. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Justice Joymala Malia Bakchi and Justice N.V. Anjaria also directed the state to make available to the Election Commission Group B officers for SIR duties who can replace the micro-observers deployed by the Commission. The court also clarified that final orders on claims and objections can be passed only by the electoral registration officers and that the micro-observers can only assist them. The court also directed that the Director General of Police of the state to file a personal affidavit responding to the concerns raised by the ECI regarding failure to stop threats and violence against SIR officials. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 and called Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on other issue before the discussion. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion, despite the assurance by the speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. The chair requested Congress members to allow discussion on budget. Despite repeated appeal by the chair, the discussion on union budget could not be taken up. Amid pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the house till tomorrow to meet at 11 a.m. Rajya Sabha has taken up the discussion on the union budget 2026-27. Initiating the debate, Congress MP P. Chidambaram raised questions over the growth rate of the Indian economy, saying that the nominal growth rate in 2023-24 was 12%, while in 2024-25 it came down to 9.8%. The discussion remained inconclusive after completing the business. The upper house was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Group D clash between South Africa and Canada is underway at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Canada won the toss and opted to bowl first. Earlier, Zimbabwe defeated Oman by 8 wickets in a Group B clash at the Sinhali Sports Club in Colombo. Chasing a target of 104 runs, Zimbabwe comfortably reached the target in 13.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.